It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. And we are celebrating the holidays at one of my favorite places to be in the world. We're at Schmoe's Brewery on the west side of Grand Rapids. And we're going to talk today about a lot of great things, about how to get that perfect gift for your wife and a lot of other people that are in your life. It's a great time to be thankful. We've had some tragic things happen in our world this week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But the Grilling Guys are blessed to be together yet another holiday season, and we're looking forward to just a great 2013. But I'm Jop, and he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. We're on the Michigan Talk Network every week, every Saturday. In different times around the state in different markets, but just a crazy show about a couple of eggheads who have a grilling addiction and a radio hobby, and that's what we're doing here. But yeah, good to see you, Jop. And it's been one of those weeks, hasn't it? Why does it always seem like it's in the winter when all this stuff happens?
Or even more so right around the holidays. It's gut-wrenching, but we're not going to bring it down. We're going to bring it up today.
Yeah.
But you're making a little trip to Chicago today. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Last week I talked about my one of my great, great family members, my Uncle Lester. I went to see him in Chicago suffering from dementia, and he passed away.
Okay.
So they're having a service for him today in Chicago. He is one of my mother's brothers. There were six boys and a girl in that family.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they grew up in a two-bedroom house in the UP. My mother grew up sleeping on the couch.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
In the Depression.
And your mom's going to go down with you today.
Yeah,
yep,
she's riding
cool.
down with my brother Gary. And but we're heading to Chicago, and we're going to do that happy, sad family reunion thing. But it's just one of those things you go through in life. And, we had a terrible tragedy, as we all watched unfold here in Connecticut. And I think it would be very fitting for us to have a moment of silence. But before we do that, I would like to say a couple of things. And one thing is, this is not about the gun issue. The gun didn't do it. I just heard on the Drudge Report this morning that 22 students were stabbed in China.
Right.
22.
And that's not about
kids
the knife.
Were stabbed. No.
Yeah, that's not about the knife.
No, we're not going to have knife control either.
Right.
But this is not a gun issue. It's not a Jesus issue. It's not a Christian issue.
Right.
It's about a guy who's mentally deranged.
That's right.
That's what the problem was.
He has a mental health issue of some sort or fashion, and
he could have driven a semi, gas tanker in there, a million things.
Right.
And so anyway, let's just pause for a moment of silence for the children of Connecticut right now.
You Yeah, it's a terrible thing, but we wanted to take a minute, and the Grilling Guys acknowledge that, because there's many hurting families out there, and this is the time of year when families come together, whether it be for to celebrate the life of someone like you're going to be doing later today, that has had a great life and is now passed, or you've got an opportunity to bring everybody together. They come to your house, Bob. I know you're hosting parties. I'm hosting parties, not only for my family, but also for work. And I had an opportunity to do something this week that really made me feel good. And I didn't do it for me, though, but like a lot of other things, when you give, you often get more than you give. And as you know, I've got a new business that we're doing.
No, I hadn't heard that.
And,
what's it called again?
We're doing some remodeling over in at a home. And my crew's all over there, and they ran into a bunch of problems, and it was a stressful, stressful day. So I said, you know what? I'm going to throw down a barbecue for these boys. So I dropped what I was doing first thing in the morning and pulled together nothing fancy, but I did a corn casserole real easy with Jiffy Mix and canned corn and a little sour cream, put that together, got that in the oven, made some brownies with that Old World Olive Press blood orange oil. Oh, man,
that
they turned
good.
Out fantastic. We talked a little bit about those last week. And then I had some pulled pork. I didn't have time to get the smoker going because it was a last-minute thing, but I had some of actually your pulled pork that had like about a 4-pound bag of it in the freezer, so I thawed that out. And, guys, here's the secret on that. I took that pulled pork, and I put it in a pan, and I went and bought a 16-ounce bottle of apple juice. And I drizzled that apple juice all over the top of that pan of pork, put a piece of tin foil over the top, and just put it in the oven. Because, again, I had about 2 hours to pull this whole thing together. And then I made some baked beans, the quick version of Barbecues Bob's Beans that are on our website. I whipped those together quick, put that all together, and got over to our job site at about noon. And I called the guys. I said, leave your buckets in the your lunch buckets in the truck. You know, I'm doing lunch today because you guys are busting your tail for us. So I get over there, and I brought a table. I set the whole thing up in the driveway of the client's place.
So you had the grill and rig out?
I did. I had the grill and rig out, and I wheel back in, and I look like this, you know, makeshift caterer that I'm not. But I pull this whole thing off in about 2 hours, and I get over there. And my guys had a tough day. They're outside. It was a beautiful day yesterday, but they're outside. They're cold. And to bring them a hot lunch just on the right on the driveway. But here's the cool part is my customer came out. They happened to be home, and they came out and joined us. And it was just a wonderful – it kind of made my company feel like we're a family. And it was an impromptu thing, and it took some extra, and I put some things on the back burner to get this thing going. But you know what? I was so thankful that I had the opportunity to go out there and spend time with my guys, let them know that I appreciate them, and that, you know what? You got to respect the guy that's working his butt off to help our company move forward. We're fledgling. You know, we're new. We've rebranded a 28-year-old company, and we're 6 months into this. Nobody knows who we are, and they're out there really busting their tail making it happen for me. So, you know, I went over there. They were very appreciative, but boy, did I get a lot out of that. And that's what the holiday season is about, is doing something unexpected for the people around you to let them know that you care. And I'm not looking for the praise, but I'm going to tell you what, I got a lot more out of that than they did, because it was just cool to see everybody be happy and enjoy that time.
Boy, that's a phenomenal thing. And your workers had to be just thrilled to death, because to get a hot lunch, for one thing, is worth it on its own.
Right.
But good, you know, barbecue lunch and the beans and then the brownies on top of it.
Yeah.
Now, tell me real quick. You got a couple seconds here. Give me that cornbread recipe.
Real easy. It's just Jiffy cornbread mix, a can of cream corn, a can of whole corn, and an 8-ounce tub of sour cream. Mix it all together. Throw it in the oven for 45 minutes at 350. Boom, you got corn casserole.
Beautiful.
Simple.
Beautiful.
Simple little deal. But as we go through the show today, we're going to be talking about a lot of gifts to get, gifts not to get, how to help the lady in your life have a more Merry Christmas. And but coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some turkey on the grill and the different ways to do it. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We're cooking, and we'll be back.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.